According to a 2021 survey by Brewers Association, only 2% of breweries in the U.S. are fully woman-owned. Beer buff Tara Hankinson is changing the game in New York City with her craft brewery, Talea. Hospitality is in Hankinson's blood. Both her parents worked in the hospitality industry, and after spending a summer interning at a winery, she realized she wanted to recreate a vineyard experience, but for beer drinkers similar to herself.
And I realized as a female consumer, I had never felt that type of connection before with a craft brewery.
That's Hankinson. Shortly after her internship, she joined Hopsy, a craft beer e-commerce startup where she met her co-founder, Leanne Darland. The pair quickly discovered their shared interest,
which was a passion for craft beer and a desire to start our own businesses. So once we started working together, we realized that there actually was a huge opportunity.
For Hankinson, representation means everything, not just who's making the beer, but also who's drinking it. She hopes her beer speaks to people across ages and lifestyles.
It's not just women, but it's anyone who has been kind of overlooked by craft beer. And I'm really proud of that because I think craft beer has historically been a very young, white, male-dominated space. And, you know, we're directly trying to counter that.
Being a fully female-owned brewery is not enough for Hankinson. Her entire model is built around supporting women, from designers to architects, and they're hiring women-owned businesses every step of the way.
On a selfish level, I would rather work with people who have similar experiences to me, which is women. I'm a woman in a male-dominated field, working with a female architect or a female general contractor who's in a man's field. They get it.
Talea is opening its fourth location this December. It will be located on the ground floor of Park Terrace Hotel at 22nd West and 40th Street. Their products can be found across grocery stores, bars, and restaurants throughout the city. Next time you're cracking open a cold one, just know it can be slightly more feminine. Andrea Calderon, Columbia Radio News.